JCPenney is having a hard time. The retailer just announced its sales numbers for this past holiday shopping season, and sales were down more than 30%. That on top of what was already a tough year for Penney's. Every couple of months, the company has had to release bad news. Zoe Chase from our Planet Money team says, actually, JCPenney was trying to do all the right things. It just hasn't worked out so well.
JCPenney saw the threat every big retailer has been seeing for years. Amazon, online shopping. And a year ago, they acted, hired a fresh new CEO, Ron Johnson, who'd already done what was getting to be impossible, gotten people to flock to actual buildings to shop. He did the Apple Store. He revamped Target. And he had a strategy for JCPenney. And some pricing strategists, like Rafi Muhammad, they were intrigued.
His pitch to customers is like, look, we're going to lower prices across the board. You don't have to wait for our crazy sales. You can come in anytime and you'll get a good price. I'm not saying it's going to be the lowest price, but it's a good price and that's fair to you and us.
In other words, you don't have to spend your time clipping coupons, watching the calendar for when the sales happen. You will always get a good deal here every day of the week.
He sort of said that sales were akin to drugs. And he was trying to wean customers off of drugs.
When it first happened, I was traumatized, and I come home and I cry over it. My husband's like, what's wrong? I said, Penny's don't have no sales no more. I need my store back.
Carol Vickery had a ritual of shopping at her JCPenney in Tallahassee, Florida, a ritual that included something that Ron Johnson had just taken away, bargain hunting. And there were a lot of Carol Vickery's.
On Saturdays, you would go in at 9 and shop until 1, and then you get coupons, you got 50% off, $10, and the store would be so packed. You would always be bumping into people, getting through your stuff. It was crazy. It was great, though.
I went to check out what's different in JCPenney today at the mall on Staten Island with a guide.
I grew up in Staten Island, and, you know, the Staten Island Mall was like the hangout spot.
Helene Abiola, 28 years old, fashion blogger. She grew up going to JCPenney, but not so much as an adult. And she's exactly the kind of person JCPenney wants. In fact, they've redesigned the stores to appeal less to the coupon clippers and more to slim, young fashion bloggers.
So right off the bat, does anything look different?
It definitely feels a bit more airy, spacious. They're trying to do more with the visuals, like what we're walking past right now, obviously. That wouldn't have been there before.
It's a bright, skinny mannequin. It's stylish. The idea is make JCPenney a destination, some place that a younger, hipper crowd will actually want to go, like, say, the Apple Store. There are these boutiques, these special sections of the store dedicated to just one designer.
Okay, this is the Liz Claiborne boutique. They have, like, an interesting light. It's, like, very, modern. They have these couches here that you would never have found before. It's kind of like a loungy feeling.
Yeah.
And since when would JCPenney have a lounge in the middle of the shop in the store?
Do you like it, though?
It's definitely a lot nicer.
Have you ever been to a store when you walk in, you go, oh, God, they're probably going to check my credit rating?
Carol Vickery in Tallahassee, she does not like boutiques.
The boutique store is now inside of Penny's. They put some clothes in. Now that's like, what? I mean, it's not normal shopping for normal people.
And here's JCPenney's sales problem in a nutshell. Their old customers, like Carol, feel unwelcome. But the people like Helene, who they hope become their new customers, are so far just lukewarm. They kicked the old customers out before making sure new customers would arrive. Lately, things have gotten so bad, they're backing off the bold strategy of a year ago a bit, reintroduced sales. Coupons, though they're calling them gifts right now. But the new JCPenney is still very different from the old. Back in New York, I saw them lose two more customers.
There's nothing here.
Margaret Russo and her daughter Teresa.
They did away with the catalogs, and she used to shop through the catalogs.
I mean, that's the thing. A million times I did it.
They said everybody goes on the computers, but she doesn't know how to operate a computer, so we take it to the store.
Well, what are you going to do? I guess...
Well, good things come to an end, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to move into the future when the customers you have just don't want to go there. Zoe Chase, NPR News, New York.